Call the July 11th, 2013 Code Enforcement Board meeting to order. Madam Secretary, if you'll call roll.
Sunday?
Here.
Mr. Bourne?
Here.
Mr. Smart?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
Ms. Lyons is not here. Mr. Brown?
Here.
And Mr. Sinos.
All righty. Everyone had an
opportunity. Harrington, did I call you?
I said here.
Okay.
Maybe you didn't call me.
If everyone's had a chance to review our June 13th board meeting minutes, I will ask for a motion to approve.
I have one thing. It's not important to correct it, but I stepped out for 5 minutes, not 35 minutes.
Oh, did I write the wrong time now?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I saw that.
I thought it was.
Yeah, it's not a big deal, but I wasn't gone for 35 minutes.
All righty. Motion made by Mr. Smart. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Kundig. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. At this time, is there any disclosure of any ex parte communication that needs to be made,
yes.
Board members?
I'm not sure what I'm disclosing. Last night I opened my mail at 6:30 and tore the envelope open. It didn't have a person's name on it. I opened it, and I just read a couple of lines, and it said, basically, this is my testimony. I don't know the case number. And then I saw it was written by Tracy Remark. So I can't say that I know if it's specific to a case here or a future case, but I feel it was inappropriate for her to send this letter out. I don't know how many of you got it, it should not have been sent. You don't give testimony that's not under oath in the first place. I've turned it over to Amy. So I'm just letting you know. I don't know the case. I don't know what it refers to. I tried to avoid reading it so I wouldn't be tainted with that information.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Harrington. That was the proper procedure to turn any communication of that nature over to the board secretary and any other board members who receive such communication.
I received the identical.
I did, too.
Okay. If you all will just turn that over to the board secretary and so that we can handle it the proper way.
Well, I have mine, and I did read it. But I have it wasn't on the agenda.
Well, it wasn't on the agenda, as long as it's a matter that could come before us, it's just inappropriate for that to take place.
Okay.
And if that happens again in a future board members, just make sure you just bring it without opening
okay.
it. Once you find out it's regarding a matter, just bring it to the secretary so we can turn it in and cover ourselves.
I think Hector might just want to remind Tracy, since she was on this board at one time, that is something you don't do.
Let the record reflect that the letters were sent out and that the secretary was informed and ex parte communication. If there was any ex parte communication, it's been cured.
Gotcha. All righty. Announcements at this time, Madam Secretary?
Yes, Mr. Brown, we do have several cases that are on the agenda that are in compliance.
News we love to hear.
The first one is case number 2. CEV 041341 for 136 North Franklin Street, in compliance as of July 10th. We have a couple that are listed there as in compliance. The number 12, case number CEV 061367 for 363 Jefferson Street, in compliance as of July 10th. And case number 15, CEV 07-13-74 for 634 Mulberry, is in compliance as also July 10th. That's all that's not reflected on the agenda.
All righty. All staff members who will be testifying today, please rise to be sworn in. All righty. When we call you to the podium with regards to your case, we ask that you speak into the microphone as our proceedings are being recorded. Prior to us accepting those cases, are there any attorneys present this morning? Before we start hearing the cases, it is proper and usual procedure. Ask for a motion to excuse Mrs. Himes' absence this morning. Is there such a motion?
So
moved. Motion made by Mr. Smart. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Bourne. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Good morning, Mr. Jackson. Which case will we be hearing first?
Yes, Mr. Chair, we would like to hear number three first.
Okay.
And then we'll follow the agenda order after number
three. All righty. Case number three, CB041338, La Playa Ocean Waters, LLC, property located at 2500 North Atlantic Avenue. Is the respondent present?
Here.
All righty. Case number three. Of those parties with the respondent, if you all who all be testifying, would you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Can you state your names, please?
Daniel Mondrian.
Don Ziegler.
I'm sorry?
Don Ziegler, Z-E-I-G-L-E-R.
Okay, just make sure you step. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony about the provides the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All righty, we'll hear from.
Did you get sworn in previously?
No.
Okay, can you state your name, please?
Yes, William Wallace.
William?
Yes.
Wallace? Okay. Is there anybody else that's going to be testifying that has not been sworn yet? No. Okay. Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All righty. Yes, sir?
May I say something? Mr. Wallace is not the permit holder on the project to testify.
He's what?
Not the permit holder on the project to testify. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay.
That's an issue when you testify. I think you can figure it
out. Okay. All righty. We're going to hear from staff first, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond.
Mr. Chair, as you said, this is case number 041338, La Playa Ocean Waters, LLC, 2500 North Atlantic Avenue. They're here before the board for a progress report. As you may recall, this is a case where one of the large area hotels, and it had a number of numerous number of violations that needed to be dealt with. As of this time, the position of the city is that the progress up to this point is not satisfactory, and I'm not sure what the nature of our order was. I looked back at it. I don't know if we – I'm thinking we probably cannot fine at this meeting, but we would be anticipating, unless some major things happen very, very fast, that we'll be looking for a fine at the next meeting, which is the August meeting. I don't know if there's anything else the inspector had. We do have an official from the city, as you recall, was the building official was overseeing some of the major corrections that were necessary, and I don't know if we want to bring him on now or respond to. So just one moment to check on.
Okay. Well, Mr. Jackson, while you're checking, they were here today for a progress report, and based upon.
Yeah, okay. So that's our basic report, and but the official is here to respond to any of the concerns that's raised by the respondents or any of the other witnesses that are present.
Okay. And just so you know, Mr. Jackson, when we you call your witnesses, more or less, since we'll be changing our order, if you all can present the facts as to why we would need to change our order since we set a compliance date of August the 1st, which is next month, so.
Yes, and we recognize that the compliance date is next month, and that's what I'm saying. We're anticipating based on what we've seen up to this point that we'd be looking for a fine next month if we can't have some major occurrences.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, could I ask what the remaining violations still are and from one of the code inspectors, the code inspection team, before I hear from them?
Yes, that's fine. Well, the city will call.
Do you mind doing it in that order?
And if you could just identify yourself.
I'm Bo Snowden, Chief Inspector for the city.
Mm-hmm.
and just went out there for life safety issues, basically, to update the status of what's going on out there. My first visit was yesterday, so, I'll let them speak, and then,
Excuse me.
What events did you find yesterday?
Just the progress. I mean, they pulled permits, and one of them's still active to fix the parking garage, so that's shut down. And the other one, they had balconies and railings, which the permit was canceled by the contractor, and they resubmitted under half of that to fix the railings, and the balconies is still hanging out there.
So you use the term life safety issues. That means that people in or around that hotel are in danger?
We're going to ask for an engineer letter within the next 10 days to tell us what's safe to occupy and not occupy.
Then what are you going to do? Is it going to be up to this board, or are you going to?
If it's that matter, Mr. Harrington, the city, without our authority, has the authority to do what's necessary
for
safety.
I'll talk
with my boss, and then we'll do our legal actions, what we can do and not do.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I haven't seen any of this.
All right, any other questions for staff before we hear from the respondent?
No, I'm sorry. Not at this time.
All righty. Yes, sir.
The videos that...
get your name for
I'm sorry. Yeah. Daniel Mondrian.
Okay, Mr. Mondrian.
The progress report from the last meeting last month. The photos here are from the initial violation, sitting back, I believe, August of last year. I did bring some photos of the progress that we've had at the La Playa. And I'll speak first, and then I'll hand them out, or however it's going to be. From the last meeting, we did complete another floor of handrails, inspected and passed by the city. From that point on, we started work on our garage. We've drilled through our columns. From that point on, we put I'm not an engineer, I'm not a contractor, so I'm just, the king posts have been put in, and now that we're running cables for our post tensioning. So the project is on the way, and should be finished, I believe, in approximately the next four weeks or so. There has been an engineer hired for our balconies, and we are in the process of negotiating with two bidders on that project. But everything from the initial violation that you see up on the screen there has been completed.
Was the, I think I saw in our minutes, the eighth floor balconies had been completed, and you were working to another level.
The ninth, eighth, and seventh floor walkway
handrails
had been completed.
Now, did all floors need new handrails, or just those three?
All floors are scheduled to have new handrails.
What's the delay on your end, or the contractor's end, from getting that done?
Since we started the garage, there can't be anybody on the second deck parking level because of the post tensioning.
Okay. Yeah, the questions from the board.
So the ninth floor would be the top floor?
Yes, ma'am.
So 9, 8, and 7, you've put new handrails on?
Mm-hmm.
And why can't you do the other floors?
Since we're working on the post-tensioning of the garage.
Which is on the second floor or
which
first
is on the
floor?
It's on the ground floor, and there's a second deck parking level.
Okay.
No one's allowed to occupy that or have anything on
there. So that's floors 1 and 2. What about 3, 4, 5, and 6?
I think what he's saying is they're working on the garage instead of the handrails because the garage is off limits right now.
Okay.
State your name, please.
Don Ziegler. I think I can help you with that a little bit. The building is an L shape, and the parking garage is in the middle of that L shape. So all the railings are directly above the parking garage.
Okay.
So you have a compliance date of August the 1st. What percentage of this work? What percentage of this work do you envision will be done by that time?
By August 1st. Right now, as according to the schedule, just the three floors that have been done. Again, we can't work on any other floors because we cannot occupy that second deck level of the garage.
We're going to either have to fine you or extend then at that point.
Yes.
not wanting to jump ahead of ourselves because we can't do it until we get to it, recognizing you had an August 1st compliance date, based on what you just stated, you will not be able to comply by that date. What date are you all looking at to be in compliance?
I do have a schedule here to complete the whole project.
Those are the
same. No, mistaken?
Yeah, December 10th.
December 10th, 2013.
Yeah. Again, like Don Ziegler. We've contacted the we've contacted permits and licensing and discussed our postponement of this with them. And we're in the middle of getting an engineer's report for the city to determine what's safe or not safe and what steps we may need to do to make that safe in the time period that we're not doing work on the balcony or on the walkways. So we should have that report very soon, and the city will have it, and then we'll discuss what we need to do from that point forward. We want to keep the building as safe as possible. We don't want to take any chance of any issues with the older concrete railings harming someone.
Mr. Jackson, speaking on behalf of the city, what is all of this is a priority. Them shifting from the handrails now to the parking garage, is that probably their best order?
Mr. Chair, the building official had set with them and set a timeline, and that timeline was to bring about a completion by August.
Okay.
The extension at this time has, to the best of my understanding, and I'll ask to hear from the let you hear from the inspector supervisor as well as the building official that's present. But my understanding is that the extensions are more related to contractual issues and things that are not specific to the difficulty of getting a completion of the job. But in fact, I'd ask if someone could speak to that.
Last month, we were before the board to give a progress report. There was a timeline that was given to the building official and to the city in presenting, and we had agreed that come August, they would come into compliance to a certain level. They have not met that, and they will not meet that. As of right now, the active permit that was pulled for the rails is null and void. It's been retracted. Therefore, they've not completed what they originally agreed upon to the board and to us. Chief Building Inspector was out there yesterday along with Officer Fitzgerald. While on the property, debris was coming off of the building, people in the area. So again, as a city standpoint, delaying it, giving them additional time, we don't agree.
Do you have anything to add?
I think they're wanting to shut down. I think they're wanting to shut down for 2 months during the busy season and stop construction complete. Am I right in saying that?
Well, it's twofold. We are very busy.
Okay.
And at the same time, the engineer of record...
Can I get you to move closer to the mic, please?
I'm sorry. That's good. At the same time, the engineer of record for the parking garage has stated that we cannot allow anyone on the parking structure while they're doing the work on the post-tensioning of the parking garage.
Okay. I mean, as of right now, we have a permit on the parking garage. We have a permit in for review for the railings because they had a permit for the balconies, railings, and everything. The permit was canceled by the contractor. So as we sit right now, we do not have an active permit for railings. If they wanted to work on it, they couldn't right now. And, you know, delaying it, I mean, it's we're asking for an engineer letter saying, okay, this building is okay for you to delay for 2 months, and we're asking for 10 days for them to provide that letter.
I have a question about this engineering report once again. You guys have been talking about getting an engineering report. You had one that noted some deficiencies. You had one before that said everything was fine within a short space of time. What is the holdup on the engineering report? It's been months. And I have a couple questions. And you were notified almost a year ago of these deficiencies. So I don't know, and I also don't understand are the railings the only issues on the structure of the outside itself? I mean,
no,
what's falling off? I mean, it's
on the back side, we have balcony issues also. And they did have active permits for that, but those have been canceled.
Okay.
And the one under review is only for the railings. I don't think we have
right,
an active...
So nothing about the balconies themselves have
it is being addressed,
about
no.
balconies.
Do you have a contractor lined up for to take over that work?
For the balconies?
Yes.
We're in negotiations with a contractor right now,
so
yes.
The answer is no.
Yeah.
Again, for the third time throughout this whole process, that they're in negotiations with a contractor to get this work done. So we're looking at it as a stall tactic, in my opinion, and we just can't allow this to continue to happen and wait another year for them to finally get this work done.
All right. If there are no further questions from the board, again, we just wanted to remind the board they were here today for a progress report. And if I can in any way or shape or form encourage you, gentlemen, the progress report doesn't seem to be much progress. You have a compliance date set for August 1st. And the matter before us doesn't seem like you're going to be able to approach that. It's up to the board for us to consider the fine that will be imposed if you all are not in compliance by August 1st. But and lack of better words, we need to get some fire moving either on you all as the owner or on the contractor and secure someone to get this job done. One of the terms the board is very sensitive to is safety. And whenever residents that are visiting Daytona, but more so Daytona residents, are in danger because of a structure, that is very important to us, to the highest level, if you will. And we don't want anyone to get hurt. But again, if it becomes a matter of securing the facility and it's just an imminent danger, the board, the city does not need us. They have full authority to do what is necessary to be done. But you all coming before us is the way things work so that we can give you the proper amount of time. But this project has been going on for over a year. Since you've been notified. And yes, there are delays in construction and everything else, but these matters need to be addressed because it's not cosmetic. These are matters of safety. So we thank you all for your report, and then we'll see you next month, and we'll have to deal with it when it comes to us. But I think you all have been able to hear from the city, hear from the board, that this is not just something we'll just say, hey, you got a couple more months on. We got to see some progress, more so for those issues that are a matter of safety. Yes, sir, Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, we recognize that the ultimate decision is the board's decision, but we did want the
absolutely
the respondent to be on notice that the position of the city right now is that if there's not substantial work completed, substantial activity between now and the next 30 days, that the position of the city is that it will be requesting a substantial fine, substantial daily fine until it's completed.
Understood. And I think they understand not only from the city but also from the board. This has been expressed from day one, when this matter came to us, as a matter of you all having 10 days to pull the permits necessary and get an engineer's report and having, I think, that when they first came, our chief building official was on site. So this is a matter of importance to the code enforcement board as well as, I'm sure, to the city. Any other items from the board regarding this case? All righty. What's the next? Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for your time. Mr. Jackson, what's the next case you want to hear? We're going in order now?
Yes, Mr. Chair. We'll just go in the order of the agenda.
All right. Lien review number one, which is CB 1108316, property located at 420 South Caroline Street. Original owner, Gladys Parker. New owner, Jose Echevarria. Is Mr. Echevarria present? Okay. Mr. Echevarria, if you could approach the mic and be sworn in, and then we'll hear from our staff, and then we will hear from you.
Okay.
Good morning. Can you say your name, please?
Jose A. Echevarria.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Echevarria, we'll hear from our city staff, and then we'll give an opportunity for you to respond, sir.
Correct.
All right.
Morning, board.
Mr. Echevarria, if you can give him the podium, and then you can come up after you finish. Thank you.
Just one thing, Mr. Devar, you don't have any problem with the you understand what we're doing here today?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr.
Before you is a lien review for the property of 420 South Carolina Street. The total amount owed is $8,880.53. Staff recommendation is that the fine be reduced to $1,000 payable within 30 days, if not the fine will revert back to its original amount.
Property is in compliance, even though it has a new owner and everything's been correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Mr. Echevarria, you can come forward at this time. The staff has recommended a reduction of your fine from $8,000 down to $1,000, payable within 30 days, so that we don't have to prolong it. Is that acceptable to you?
I think I will agree with that.
All right.
I'll be able to agree.
Mm-hmm. All right. Chair will entertain a motion reducing our original fine down to $1,000, payable within 30 days. If not, fine reverts back to the original amount. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Bourne, seconded by Mr. Smart. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Lien review number two.
Maybe he gets with you, Amy?
Yes, I'll email you all the paperwork and everything.
Okay. You have his contact information, Amy?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir. All righty. Lien review number two, CB031042, property located at 800 South Atlantic Avenue. Original owner, Chris Paspalakis. New owner, Plymouth Park Tax Services, LLC. Is the respondent present? Good morning, ma'am. If you can state your name and your position with the company and be sworn in.
My name is Ann Ferreira, and I'm the listing realtor for this property.
Okay.
Please, do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
We'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you a chance to respond, ma'am.
Sorry.
That's okay. Okay, before us is the lien review for 800 South Atlantic Avenue. The fine was imposed on June 10th, 2010, and the property came into compliance December 7th, 2010. The property has been maxed out. The fine amount has been maxed out to $20,000. Staff's recommendation is that it be reduced to $2,000 to cover administrative costs and everything involving in the case, and if that it be paid within 30 days. If not, it reverts back to its original amount.
All righty.
Hector, is that going to be upon closing? Is that where the funds going to come out of? Let's ask Ms. Ferrara.
They told me that they would pay for it beforehand. There was a couple other liens that they just paid the city, I guess, for the demolition. I have a copy of the check here and another lien that was on there. So they just paid both of those off last week.
Okay.
So we'll be closing on the 16th, but I will call them on my way back to my office and let them know that the fine has been reduced and they'll send something out today.
So do you think they will accept that offer?
Yeah.
All righty. Anything else you want to add?
No.
16th of July, the closing, or?
Yes.
Okay.
So if they get it out today, overnight, it should be here by tomorrow.
As long as it's prior to closing.
Okay.
Maybe just wait till I get an invoice out to them so we can make sure that our finance department receives an invoice.
Can I give you my email, or do you need theirs?
I think I have yours.
Okay.
I'm Amy.
Yeah, just email me and then I'll forward it to them, but I'll call them and let them know that it's been reduced.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion reducing our original fine down to $2,000 payable within 30 days, otherwise the fine reverts.
Payable prior to closing.
Payable prior to closing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All righty. Okay.
Right.
Or before 30 days, otherwise the fine will revert back to the original lien amount of $20,000. Is such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Bourne, seconded by Mr. Smart. Any discussion?
Yeah, isn't closing July 16th?
Right.
That's
whichever
not 30
comes
days.
First. Whichever comes first.
Oh, whichever comes
first. Whichever comes first. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All in favor, any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
This way, case closing gets delayed for some reason.
Okay.
We don't want to do it after closing.
Right. All righty. Now we'll move to our listed cases back in order. We'll start with number one, case number one, CB1112126, John and Francis Witherspoon. Today we are here for an update from Mr. Garcia. Again, the property is located at 315 Michigan Avenue. Property compliance date is set for September 4th, 2013. Mr. Garcia?
Daniel Garcia, code enforcement. The final reading, we're waiting on the final reading for the rezoning through the City Commission public hearing, which is going to be on Wednesday, July 17th at 6 p.m. So once we get that, then we should have more information for you on when they can start, and hopefully by next cutoff, we maybe at least have permits applied for.
Okay. Is everything moving at a pace that looks like we'll be able to have compliance by our day?
Yeah, as long as, yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. Any questions from the board? All righty. Case number 2 has been disposed of. Case number 3, CEB041338. Has been
disposed of
as well. Case number 4, CEB041339, Streamline Hotel Incorporated, property located at 140 South Atlantic Avenue. Is the respondent present? You can come in and be sworn in, please, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Richard Busway, personal representative, Greg J. Doyle.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Make sure you speak into the microphone.
Okay. Richard, what was your last name again?
Postawait. It's Postelewait.
All right. Mr. Postelewait, we'll hear from the city, and we'll give you an opportunity to respond. All right, Mr. Jackson, what can you tell us?
This is case number 041339, Streamline Hotel, 140 South Atlantic Avenue. And again, this is another of the large structures on the beachside that had a large number of violations. They were first notified back in January, and it's before the board today for imposition of a fine. The position of the city is that the efforts that have been made, they have done a lot of work, but overall they have not done everything that needs to be done, and the efforts themselves have been insufficient. And this has been going on since January. Was 90 days before the initial order from the board, and the city is asking for a $500 fine. That's what I have noted here. $250 per day fine. To a maximum of $25,000.
Mr. Jackson, can you tell us what items listed on our short list here have been completed?
Yes, I will ask for the inspector to come and describe to you the current status of the
project. Okay.
Thank you.
Michael Fitzgerald, City of Daytona Beach Code Enforcement Officer. Everything has been done on the list. The only thing we're waiting for is the third floor to be painted. The first and most of the second floor is painted, so we're just talking about the top portion of the building on the outside where you can see it. Now, he's painted from the roof down on the very top, but that's the area that needs to be painted, and underneath the eave on that, above that.
Mr. Fitzgerald, you've been about this, so what's the delay? Why it's not happening?
I guess the machine to get up there is expensive to rent, and that's what's been the delay.
So, Mr. Fitzgerald, I just want to make sure we have to understand. All the items mentioned have been fixed except for the painting on the outside.
Yes.
And once you get this equipment, how long will it take? A day?
I caught about the equipment.
Hold on for me 1 second. Any other questions for the board, for staff? We don't want to just call Mr. Postelewait up just to ask one question. Let's give him an opportunity to respond. Any other questions for staff?
We do want to point out this is not a new issue. It's been about 2 months of waiting
on. No. I just wanted to make sure. That was the only thing left.
Yes, that is the only thing.
So the board could have a perspective of what we're looking at.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Postelewait, come on forward, sir. Mr. Harrington had asked a question. You can go ahead and respond to that, and then you can have an opportunity to present your side.
Okay. But the last time I was in front of the board, I asked for 60 days. Out of that 60 days, 22 days was rain days. You can't paint in the rain. What I did do is what I could do with a ladder, me and another person, from the basement, the first floor, up to the second floor, from the elevator shaft down. And I called to get a lift. Well, I called to somebody to find out what the cost was to do the third floor for a paint job. I got a quote back for $13,800. I said there is no way I could afford to do that. So after that, I called about getting a lift. The lift won't be available until Friday. I just finished everything else, and I'm in the process of doing the third floor. But like I said, I didn't realize when I said 60 days that one-third of that was going to be rain. You know, I did talk to Hector I believe, the day before yesterday, and I was upset. I want to apologize about that. But I asked for an extension for 45 days because I didn't know exactly how long before I could get a lift. I didn't know about the quotes that was out there. I did get those back. I can get a lift by Friday, but I want to wait till Monday because it's going to storm over the weekend and I won't be able to use it. So I have a lift on order for Monday to take over, and it's $1,350 a week. I'm estimating 2 weeks tops to finish the job, you know, if it doesn't rain every day. It depends on the weather, you know, but I'm in the process of working on it.
Questions from the board? All right, staff has recommended a fine of $250 a day until compliance with the maximum. Was it $25,000?
Yes, sir.
All right. With that in mind, either that or the chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until September 4th to bring the property in compliance or return to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Either motion will be acceptable at this time. August 1st. My mind is gone. August. Which motion?
Moved.
Which motion?
August 1st.
Amending or?
Amending or staff's recommendation.
Amended.
Motion been made to amend our previous order allowing the respondent until August 1st, 2013 to bring the property in compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Motion's been made by Mr. Borns. Is there a second? And the motion dies due to lack of a second. Any other motions?
Is there a shorter period of time that we could motion?
I mean, it would have to be next meeting anyway, so it would have to be the shortest period of time.
That was the shortest period
of time?
Because
the next meeting is August 10th. Mm-hmm. So August 1st.
August 8th, yeah.
August 8th. So we're only talking about 2 weeks.
Well, Mrs. Cena, I take a different position. I mean, if she's asking if we can, if the board can set a deadline of 10 days and then revert back or something
right.
to that extent, that's fine.
Okay.
And we could also start a fine to start in 10 days if nothing is done. We have that option too.
So if we made a motion that the work is to be completed in 10 days or the fine reverts back to...
No, it would be whatever day we set a compliance, the fine would start that day.
Which, again, I think the city's position would be that the compliance date was for today, and that any fine, it would be proper. It's up to the board, of course, but it would be proper if the board so desired to revert to this deadline date that they failed to meet if he continued to be in noncompliance and a fine did go into place.
City's position is that we impose fine as of today, and then the other option would be for us to set an alternative date. But due to the short window, you know, if it's just not by August 1st, I think we'd be playing semantics to pick a day arbitrarily instead of the 1st, which is the easiest day to pick, with consideration of what the respondent stated as far as when they're getting a rental and so on and so forth. Any other motions at this time?
Is there a motion?
No, there's no motion.
There's no motion on the floor. It died for a second.
Mr. Chair, I know I generally don't interrupt while you're in your discussion.
You okay.
In speaking with staff supervisor, the August 1st date, we believe is fine as long as if the position of the board becomes, it's our desire for the position of the board to be that they would revert back if it's not in compliance on that date.
Revert
in terms
back
of
to
the
fine,
fine would revert would, the fine would be imposed as of today's date.
Okay. All righty. Chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order, allowing the respondent until August 1st to bring the property into compliance. If not in compliance on the 1st, the fine of $250 a day would revert back to starting today with a cap of $25,000.
So motion.
Motion made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Mr. Borns. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. So that you understand, Mr. Postlewaite, we've given you until August 1st to bring the property in compliance. If it is not in compliance by the 1st, the fine will revert back till today of starting at $250.
An automatic fine will be imposed.
Yes, starting back at $250 a day up to $25,000.
Okay.
All righty.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, sir. All righty. We are complete on page 2 of our agenda. Moving on to page 3, case number 5, which is CB061354, Melvin D. Grody, property located at 332 Woodland Avenue. Is the respondent present?
Yes,
sir. All righty. As the respondent makes his way forward, we ask that you make your way to the microphone, sir. State your name and be sworn in.
And a microphone brought to
them. Okay. Mr. Jackson, if you can give the microphone to the... Oh, okay. Yep, he's there.
Sir, you can have a seat.
That's all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, the sitting is what gets me.
Okay.
All right. Sir, if you could state your name and your relation to the property owner, if you're not the property owner, and be sworn in, please.
Melvin Grody.
Okay, Mr. Grody.
And I am the property owner at 332... Woodland Avenue.
All right, sir, if you can be sworn in at this time, please.
Raise your hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All righty, Mr. Grody, we're going to hear from the city, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, again, Anthony Jackson for the city. This is case, I think you've already announced the case number CB061354, and it's the address is 332 Woodland Avenue. And although I physically wasn't present at this at last month's meeting, I know that there were a number of witnesses that came forward, complaints from the neighborhood. This was a serious issue in which the board ordered a fixed date for compliance. The compliance date was not met. It is currently in compliance, but the compliance date was not met. Did not come into compliance until July 2nd. Which was 15 days after the compliance date, which was ordered. The board is requesting a fine for the noncompliance for the 15 days. And the board is requesting, because of the egregiousness of this the staff is requesting that a fine of $250 per day be imposed for the 15 days. And also the staff will be requesting a will fine be put in place.
All right. No, I missed a month's meeting. Just want to make sure. So this was not heard at last month's meeting?
It was heard at last month's meeting, and it was given a short window for compliance based upon the complaints and the testimony, based on my understanding. And I'll ask the inspector to speak to that more. As I acknowledge, I was not fit here, but
okay.
Looking at the minutes and having spoken with staff, that it was a matter of great importance, and it was not met.
And to make sure I got this right, we're asking for how many days of compliance?
15 days of noncompliance.
And we're asking for $250 per day for 15 days.
Staff's request is $250 per day for the 15 days. And I think the inspector can speak to that a little further in terms of giving the board some understanding as to the egregiousness.
I believe my supervisor will tell you that, but he's been getting calls numerous times. After the compliance date was supposed to have been 6/17, I came by there. I had numerous complaints still, and I went down there two or three times, trash outside again, outside storage in the driveway. It was like they were sticking their nose up in the air at us. And I personally received 4 to 5 calls a day, and I know Hector received, I think at one time, 15.
Yeah.
And it was just a continuous battle.
Did you talk to them at all? Or
I talked to them, his partner.
What did they tell you? They knew
I haven't talked to them since the compliance date of 6/17. Okay. But before then, they thought it was their right to go around the city and collect items to conduct the business.
But we made it very clear that they had a short window. Well, was it? We met on Thursday, and they were supposed to have it.
Right, it was
done
Thursday. It was supposed to be done by
Monday.
Tuesday. Right, I went there Tuesday. It was not in compliance. I went there also.
So this is not a surprise.
No, it wasn't a surprise. I went there the 24th of June, the 1st of July, and even Tim Falvey, our solid waste gentleman, went on his day off out there, and he said it was same issue out there.
Upon your re-inspections, Mr. Clegg, was any of it taken care of? I know it was fully in compliance.
It's a continuous, different items are constantly. It was daily. I'm getting calls that they brought a truckload of stuff, just stick it in the driveway like that, sort it out, scrap it, put mattresses out there, and take a new load in. So every day was a continuous, you know, different set of junk out there.
As of today?
As of July 2nd, it was in compliance.
Okay.
Was that it, Mr. Jackson?
Just a moment.
Members of the board, and for the sake of the chair who wasn't here, the egregiousness and the amount of complaints from the entire neighborhood, we had at least six of the neighbors in that area who came before the board to speak on last month's hearing date. Even after that, I was still getting calls. The neighbors were saying, what are you all going to do about this? I mean, our hands are tied because we had to rely on that. And that's the reason why we are asking for the $250 a day fine for the past 15 days. I understand it's a substantial amount, but the egregiousness of it all and the fact of thumbing their nose at us as a city and as you all by telling them, have it done by that date, and they agreed upon that date.
Okay.
So that's all I have to add.
Any other questions from the board for staff? Mr. Grody, what can you tell us, sir?
Well, I can tell you a lot of things.
Regarding your case.
But yeah, I know. Number one, I don't know why he said two or three days to have that done. I've got a lot of health issues, so I can't do it. So he has to do it. This is my roommate. And the last 2 weeks I called twice the number on here for the code enforcement people. I guess that's who it is. And told them it was completed, everything was gone. And I know it was longer, but there wasn't too much that I could do about it. You know, and as far as a fine goes, I can pay you, but I don't know how right now. I mean, I get $1,800 Social Security, and I have to make my house payment and pay all the bills with that money.
Mr. Grody, you just stated you attempted to call code enforcement two times. What was the first time you attempted to call to let them know?
I called about 2 weeks ago, and then I called just this last week.
Give me a date on that first time you called.
I don't remember.
Did you leave a message?
Yes, I did. I told him that it was completed now.
For whom? Who did you leave a message with?
It's this number here, 671-8196.
Mr. Clegg, do you have a voicemail on that date?
Yeah, I've got voicemail, but there was no message. On my machine.
Well, it's the only number on here, and that's the number I called. And I left a message that it was completed, and I was sorry that it took quite as long as it did. You know, unfortunately, and maybe I don't have no right to say this, but I have a person that lives a few doors down who does not like gay people. And he is out.
Who does what?
He doesn't like gay people?
Okay, that's irrelevant, sir. We're dealing with a matter of storage outside your house.
Right, okay.
And so we're not going to get into his or your personal issues.
Okay.
We're dealing with a matter of violation, and that was the storage outside of your house. And that's what the board is here
right,
to
yeah.
hear today, and the consideration of that fine. If we were to even consider it, on what day did you leave that message for Mr. Clegg that he did not receive? Give me a specific date. You're stating 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, it must have been like the 20th. Maybe the 20th.
The 20th? What day did we give them for compliance, Mr. Jackson?
16th.
We gave them till the 17th for compliance, and you're stating it was done on the 20th.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that's about when it was. And then I called yesterday or day before to tell them it was done again. To make sure it was all right, you know. So
okay.
that's all I can say. You know, I've been there 22 years, and the biggest problem is my roommate. And he causes a lot of problems with his big mouth and this and that. Well, I have taken some steps on with that.
Well,
there'll be no more doing this in the driveway. There's going to be no more garage sales because you can't get it cleaned up quick enough. And that's my house, and there's no longer going to be a bunch of junk around there.
Well, I'm glad you're taking that step now, sir, but it's as the old saying says, a day late and a dollar short.
I'm both of those.
Due to the, you know, yeah, and I guess it is better late than never. Any other questions at this time from the board for Mr. Grodi?
I would like to just mention one thing. He did say approximately 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago would be the 27th. The 20th would be 3 weeks ago. And so it would be consistent that if it was from counting from this date, that the 27th would be more likely a two-week date. Now, I don't know when it actually happened.
Well,
but that's more consistent.
It confused me a little bit. And when I left the message, I never could read or write.
Okay.
And so after I read it several times, then I realized that I have to go back to court. So that's, you know, I'm doing the best I can do.
Okay. Mr. Smart?
I don't recognize your health problems, but if I had this hanging over my head, I would have paid a company to come out and haul everything away right away.
Sir, I don't have the money to do that.
I'm sure you can.
I don't have any money.
Take a look at the what it would cost.
Well,
did you check it out?
He did.
Well, you know, the city came out and they left a $900 and some bill for hauling it away. So they took care of it. The city with the big claw thing, he got it all out to the driveway, and then they came like a day or 2 days after that and picked it all up.
I think 10 days is a reasonable amount of time for you to get all that taken away.
Mr. Klieg?
Well, if it was my way, it would have never been there to begin with, but now it's my way, so.
Mr. Klieg?
Mr. Klieg?
Yes, sir.
What is there, a 5-day difference between what you say he finally got it done and he says, so there's actually,
like
15
said,
days? Was it
at least 15 days, but and like I said, okay. I was dealing also.
Why don't we just split the difference and then go 15 days and do the fine?
That's fine, but again, also too is I was dealing with his partner too, so I mean it's not I understand his physical incapability.
Yes.
Well, he can be very rude.
I know he can.
And lose his temper very bad.
So if we just split
and
the
I've
difference
got
and then
a lot of health issues.
Would you say that again, please?
The defendant claims it was 15 days, and Mr. Klieg says it's 20. Let's just split it and make it 15 days and then do the fine.
I have a couple concerns. There have been 5 cases that you stated last time, Mr. Klieg, or Mr. Jackson, since 2011. 5 times there have been code cases about this problem. So we need to make sure that it's over.
It's over. I've done told him it's over. You cannot do that stuff anymore.
And
I live here, and if you don't listen to what I tell you, then you're going to have to leave because I can't take this.
There's nothing we can do about that. But
well,
what we need to do, I think, is ensure that it doesn't happen again.
It's not going
to happen. The only way I see to do that is either through a will fine or fining for. Finding for what happened previously and a will fine. We may reduce the amount of fine.
I can see having the fine. I just think because there's a difference between the city's compliance date and his, and we don't have the physical any physical evidence stating, let's just split it and say
Mr. Harrington,
5 days less.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just don't want to have it confused. What? I think the time period, if we relied on his date, would have been 10 days, and our time period would have been 15 days.
Okay.
Right. Just so.
Yeah.
All right. Any other questions?
But I do think we need to impose some kind of fine.
Okay. Any other questions from the board? Just throw one out there and see what bites. Chair will entertain a motion. Fine and respondent $1,000 and imposing will fine if this matter or this violation comes up again. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Kundick, seconded by Mr. Harrington. Any discussion?
I'm sorry, did you say will fine? I didn't.
One-time fine of $1,000 and a will fine if this matter comes up again. Any other discussion? We don't set it. Seeing no further discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. All righty. Mr. Grodi, what we've done is the board has fined you $1,000. City's recommendation was close to a $3,500 fine for this violation, as you acknowledged that you did not come into compliance, and we're going off of your words, until 3 days later, which would have been, and so the board has fined you $1,000 for this violation. If this occurs again, you can be returned to the board for consideration of a $5,000 per occurrence fine if this should occur again. And I would encourage you as the homeowner to regulate your own property and not allow roommates or tenants to regulate your property, because as you can see, when all is said and done, you as the homeowner is completely responsible.
I know.
All righty.
Can I say one more thing? The only way I can pay that is to pay you so much a month.
How long do you think it would take you to pay that?
$1,000?
Yes, sir.
If I do $25 a month, how long? That'd be too long.
Yes, sir.
So I know I can't pay more than 50, so.
I guess we do need to add on to our motion the timeline for this payment to be received.
Mr. Chair, if I can speak to the issue of partial payment. The city does not have a mechanism for receiving partial payments. We've discussed that even on other matters that we have coming up with other types of proceedings. And our preference would be if he wants to set up, we can't be his money management.
Right.
But if he wants to set up an account somewhere where he's putting the money aside until he can pay it up and to the deadline date that you required, and that would be the preference of the city.
So whatever we reach, if we come up with a timeline, he needs to make one payment to the city and not partials.
That's correct.
Okay. All righty. Board, we're at the position of setting a timeline for the $1,000 fine that we've assessed to Mr. Grodi. Chair will entertain any recommendations for a timeline on this.
I don't know whether the we've reduced the amount of fines substantially that the code enforcement people think that you should be paying. I don't want to let it go too long because
I understand. But I don't want to say I can have it done in a month when I know
and
that.
And I don't know whether we've covered our expenses. That's one of the other things that I'm concerned about by lowering it. We did lower it, but we don't need to make this a more expensive deal for the city.
I heard mentioned before, sorry, Mr. Jackson, the waste management fee of $900-some-odd. That's beyond us, right?
Right.
That's something he had to pay because they came out, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
So what were the city's expenses if there could be a number assessed to that?
If I can, and I'll be happy to answer that. One of the things, just because of the question, I think we kind of got thrown off a little bit on our where we are in the process.
Okay.
In this process, once he's fined, if he's not able to pay the fine, it's a lien, and when he pays it, it's paid. And it's not really similar to our situation where the will fine where something happens if he doesn't pay it. The only thing happens is it'll be attached to the property until it's paid.
I'm sure it's homestead property, so it's not you can't foreclose on it anyway.
But the preference would be that.
It really doesn't make a difference. As soon as he pays $1,000, the fine gets taken away.
And until he pays it, it'll be an encumbrance to whatever extent it can encumber by law.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion that we give Mr. Grodi 4 months to $250 a month times four is $1,000 to pay the fine.
Before you finish that motion, Ms. Kundig, I just want to make sure, based upon what Mr. Sino just informed us, Is it? I mean, is it just mute for us to set a deadline?
No, that's fine. You can set a deadline.
Okay.
Well, they're not going to record it until 4 months.
Okay.
That's the only difference.
Yeah, I guess the point I was making is that statutorily the deadline's already there, and we historically don't set a deadline as relates to the fine at this process.
Okay.
The deadlines that we set are deadlines that have an effect, such as reverting back for the other amount and those types of things. This deadline has no effect. If he doesn't pay it, it's going to attach whether it's next week or 5 months or 5 years.
If she gives him 4 months, that means you're not going to record it until 4 months. If it's 4 months passed by, he doesn't pay it, he'll record it at that point. That's the only difference.
Right. I'm just saying as a practice we hadn't done it.
$29 for not recording it. Other than that, how much is to record it?
$22. Well, it's $12 for the lien and then $12 to record the satisfaction.
$24 total. Okay, that's the only difference.
Okay.
Well, the respondent has already stated that he cannot afford more than $25 or $50 a month.
Well, because, like the water bill, that's $900 more than it normally is for the trash. And that goes on my water bill, so that's, I'm paying for that, too.
Well, let me just make sure I got all this correct, and you correct me if I'm not right, Mr. Sino. We've already made the motion to impose a fine of $1,000, and that's already been assessed and fined. So, really, it's up to Mr. Grody to make those payments when he can.
Right.
Because, I mean, it would just be a mute point. Okay. I just have that question. Thank you, Mr. Grody. Did you still want to make your motion?
No, I'll withdraw my motion.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Grody. What we've done, just to recap, sir, we've assessed you a $1,000 fine.
Right.
Because it's your homestead property, you need to pay that as soon as you can.
Okay.
We can't do anything beyond that because it is your homestead property.
Well, if I could do better, I will.
Yes, sir.
You know.
All righty.
I got so many bills and so much money in.
Gotcha.
That's the way it works.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, Mr. Grody.
You're welcome.
All righty. Case number 6, which is CB061358, is in compliance as of July 8, 2013. Case number 7, CB061359, is in compliance as of July 8, 2013. Case number CB061360, Thomas Monroe McGurn, property located at 1065 Hampton Road. Is the respondent present? Okay. Mr. McGurn, if you could come forward and be sworn in, sir.
Sir, you need to come to the microphone and be sworn before you testify. Can you
state
your name, please?
Tom McGurn.
You raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm.
Thank you.
Hold on 1 second, Mr. McGurn, please, sir. According to the minutes, the respondent was given until July 3rd to bring the property in compliance, and that's the reason we're here today. Mr. Jackson?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I agree. This is case number 061360, 1065 Hampton Road. The inspector is John Stinson, and Mr. Stinson will come forward to report that the property is still in noncompliance. Nothing has been accomplished as far as the violations. And the city will be asking for $50 per day fine to a maximum of $10,000.
All right. Mr. Stinson, what can you tell us, sir?
My last reinspection of this property was yesterday morning, and the condition has not changed at all. The pictures reflect pretty much exactly what I saw yesterday. The peeling paint still exists. The outside storage still exists. The broken windows still exist. I've had no contact with the property owner other than at the hearings.
Okay. Again, please excuse me, Board. I was not here on last month. Mr. McGurn was here last month?
Yes, he was.
Okay. And these same violations were stated then?
Yes, they were.
All righty. Mr. McGurn, if you come forward, sir, what can you tell us?
First of all, I only have one broken window, a minor thing. It was fixed. Number two, I don't know where these other broken windows are supposed to be. And perhaps he can point that out to us.
Did you call for a re-inspection for the window that you fixed that was broken?
I told them last time I was here it was fixed. I told you folks, not you particularly, but I said that had been fixed. And the only reason it had not, that he saw it was broken was because of the fact that I was being delayed in getting it fixed because I was trying to find a place to give me some Lexan that I could use instead. Because I had previous problems, not noticed by this board, probably about 6 months before, a bunch of windows broken. And that's where you find those, the black mylar there, which I figured might give me some protection from broken windows in the future. Apparently, they got another window instead.
Okay. Well, we have three items we're considering outside storage.
I want to see where these other broken windows are.
No, we'll get to it when we get to it. I want to address the other issues first. You're addressing one. You stated you no longer have broken windows outside storage. Have you addressed that? Peeling paint, have you addressed that?
Well, I told him before that any peeling paint was due to the fact that I'm pulling those vines off my side of my house there, and I spray it when I'm finished.
Okay. The inspector stated that nothing had been done.
That's not true.
Can you tell me what has been done?
Like I say, the window was fixed before I came here.
The items outside, the storage, has that been removed?
I have a bicycle out there where you can see in front where you took a picture. I have a cooler. I just noticed a cooler sitting out there. That was probably sitting out there that day that I was removing it to take to someplace else.
Okay.
I had removed the only thing. I don't know what he's talking about outside storage, but I have a couple of bicycles there. One is a dummy bicycle because people keep trying to steal bicycles there. That one bicycle moves around. It's not in the same place all the time. As a matter of fact, I rode it this morning to the. It's sitting out there now.
Okay.
I have. I did think about something. I had bought some fence, and maybe he saw that. No. If it was yesterday, that fence is gone. It's not there, because I don't think I'm going to put up a fence there after all. Let's see. And what is this picture here? Okay, that must have been the last month then. I had some filing cabinets to be taken, removed to another location. Those filing cabinets are not there.
Mr. Stinson, okay. Thank you, hold on 1 second, Mr. McGrath. I just want to ask Mr. Stinson a question. John, upon your reinspection of the property, what violations still existed?
As of yesterday morning, all of the violations still exist. As you can see by the pictures, the center window in front of the house has the black plastic or whatever it is, and in front of the black plastic is the broken glass.
Okay.
You can see all of the outside storage of junk and debris to the left of the picture, to include the bicycles. All of the peeling paint along the fascia from the left all the way across the front of the house, all of that blue, all of that's peeling. All of the white that the plants and foliage is growing onto the house, all of that paint is peeling. So all the violations still exist.
Hold on, sir. When I give you the opportunity to respond, you'll be able to. Until then, hold your peace, please. John, the picture we see now is dated March 29th. Is that an incorrect date stamp?
No, it is not. We have more current pictures from yesterday morning as well. He's scrolling through them right now.
Okay. If we can just, so the board can see what actually is still in violation.
The highest exhibit number, Mr. Engineer. I can hardly see. Seven. Now we are in the month of July.
Okay.
That's 7-3. Outside storage, as you can see. Also 7-3, front door. 7-3, broken window to the right of the picture. Close up on the window.
Okay.
Far away, you can see the window and the peeling paint. Even closer to the outside storage to include the fencing.
Okay.
And this is from yesterday morning.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Stinson. Any questions for the staff from the board? Okay, Mr. McGurran, if you can come on back up. These pictures were taken, as you can see, on the date stamped provided recently.
Right.
So
the first one was not recent.
Okay. The matter before us today is the imposition of a fine. When can these violations?
I want to know where's the broken window that he's talking about.
You just pointed it out again, sir. As you stated,
there is no broken window there.
I'm sorry?
There is no broken window there.
Okay.
Not unless somebody broke it this morning. Okay. And I should have checked it when going by there, but I didn't. But I'll guarantee you that there's only one broken window, and that was fixed. Excuse me, I won't say that there is. There was only one broken window, and that was fixed a long time ago. And what he's probably pointing at is a piece of plastic, junk plastic, somebody threw out in the street there or on my yard one day. And I just laid it up there against one of the windows at the time that somebody was throwing rocks as a little bit of extra protection. And if you look at it real close, you can see it's actually standing up. Before, it was laying down. Now it's standing up.
Okay.
That's a piece of plastic just laying there. It's a junk piece of plastic. It is not a broken window. And if you get up close to it, you can see it.
Okay. Matter of the peel and paint and outside storage.
Okay. Show the picture. Where is the peeling paint there?
You stated earlier, sir, when you were pulling down the vines off your house, the paint was peeling.
It ripped off. It's not peeling paint. This is not old paint. It's not cheap paint.
Okay.
It was a high-dollar paint that I put there. And what I do now, at the time he came through there, I hadn't had any spray cans with me. But now when I pull off the vines, I take it and spray it real good there. No, it'll have to come back and be repainted on top of it, but I do paint it there. It is not peeling paint. It is not junk paint. Now this time he's talking about fascia paint. I don't know. You know, before he should have been specific, but he wasn't. Okay. Anyway, it just so happens that I like the color of blue, green paint that I was using. It's not blue. It's green. I went ahead and painted that whole top fascia there. And if you pull the picture down there, you can probably see it's the darker green now. Before it was a light green. Now,
okay.
Now, outside storage, everything is in my garage there. Anything else that's on my porch there is on my porch, underneath it, that long overhang there. And the other outside storage is my bicycles there. Now, I do have a garbage can there, and I'm thinking about having the city come and pick it up since I don't live there right now. I considered moving back in but then I decided not to.
Does anyone live there?
No. I used to rent it out several years ago to under the Section 8 program, and they had no problems with my inspections. They always said that it was the best-looking place around, the best...
Not to cut you off, Mr. McGurran, but that would just be irrelevant information at this time. All righty. Any other questions for Mr. McGurran or staff at this time from the board?
Not only that, but Ms. Kundig said that I would have 30 days to be in compliance. Actually, I thought I was in compliance at the time, but I didn't want to argue it. I didn't have time to argue it. As a matter of fact, I'm wasting time here today because I have somebody just called me a little while ago. I'm at their will and whatever because I have some more things that I want to have taken to my residence.
So let me make sure I heard you correctly just then. You feel you're wasting your time by being here today?
I'm losing my time.
Okay. By being here today to testify regarding property you own that was not in compliance.
My property, I believe, was in compliance when I showed up here last time.
Okay. And evidently by the pictures, it was not.
By the picture, it showed...
It's your responsibility, sir, to contact the inspector to request a reinspection of property for items that were noted to you. All righty. What's
he
the city's...
Not notified.
Thank you, sir.
He made a broad statement. He did
Mr.
not make
McGurran,
any specific items.
Thank you. At this time, what's the city's recommendation for fine on this property?
Mr. Chair, the city's recommending $50 per day to a maximum of $10,000.
Okay.
Oh, it is non-owner occupied, so it should be $15,000.
All righty. Chair will entertain a motion. Finder responded. What was the amount? $50 a day?
Yes.
With a cap of $15,000 or until property is brought into compliance. Is there such a motion? Effective today. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Ms. Kundig, seconded by Mr. Smart. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. So that you understand, Mr. McGurn, very clearly, there's a fine in effect as of today at $50 a day until the property is brought into compliance. When you feel you've brought the property into compliance, please contact the code enforcement officer.
I feel it's in compliance right now.
Okay. So that they can come out and inspect your property. Thank you, sir. Next case is 061363, Charles Sy, property located at Shea. Property located at 700 Winchester Street. Mr. Shea is present today. If you can come forward, Mr. Shea, and be sworn in, sir, and state your name for the record into the microphone.
Charles Shea.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Shea. We'll hear from staff at this time, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond.
Yes, Mr. Chair, this is the property at 700 Winchester Street. The inspector is John Stinson. This is before the board for a progress report with a compliance date of August 1st. And the violation was working without permits. And apparently, well, I won't say apparently, but the status of the case is that there are still no permits for him to do the work. He's pulled a couple of permits, but not the permits necessary for him to do the work that he's doing. And so he continues to be in violation, and I'll ask Mr. Stinson to speak to that further.
All righty. Mr. Stinson, has any of this been fixed so that we'll know as the board?
The junk vehicles have been removed.
That's it? Okay.
So we have three things going on here.
That's correct.
Working without a permit, no rental license, and then the violations.
That's correct. As Mr. Jackson stated...
pull your mic up, please, John.
As he stated, the two permits that were pulled was for the electrical upgrade of the building and some ductwork. Outside of that, there are no valid permits applied for or issued.
What permits need to be pulled for? I guess you need to pull a plumbing permit. Duh.
In actuality, what he needs to do is to pull a general contractor's permit because he's pretty much renovating the entire property. It really wouldn't make sense to break all of those permits up. A general permit would do.
Okay. Any other questions from the board for staff?
So basically nothing's been done since the last time?
Junk vehicles have been removed.
Mr. Shu.
Shea.
Shea. Mr. Shea, at this time, yes, sir, we'd like to hear from you.
Yes, we have the air conditioning is being done right now. They also pulled the electricity, and it's been done. They're working together to get that done.
Those are licensed contractors that are doing that work?
No, we're subcontracting it out. I'm going to be living
without
on the property.
Permits.
Say again, sir?
But without permits.
They do have permits, both of them.
He just mentioned those permits we referenced.
Okay.
Mr. Shea, from what I'm hearing from the inspector and also from yourself, the items that you've pulled permits to do were not the items that you were cited for. Did you understand when you were cited what you were cited for?
Yes, sir.
And you have a compliance date of August 1st. Do you think you'll be able to reach the compliance date of August 1st for the items you were cited for?
Yes, sir. Right now, I'm going to be trying to live in the house right now.
Okay.
And I'm trying to subcontract it out, so it's a little cheaper for me. I did get bids for general contractors, but it's a little expensive for me.
Okay.
So I was thinking if I piece it out regarding, you know, the hard stuff that I can't do, like regarding electricity, the plumbing's coming in today. We're going to get the bid on that. And I'm going to fix the doors and the windows on top of that.
Okay.
So it's going to be an owner-occupied.
So you recognize the turnaround time you have to have this done by the 1st?
By the 1st of August. Can I get an extension, if possible?
That would have to be entertained at that time.
Sure.
And I can only speak for myself, but the board would need to see some progress.
Yes. So is it okay if I, as an owner-builder, that I'm going to be living in there to subcontract out to different people?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not something we would address as the board.
Did you owner-occupied? Is that the
Mr.
The
Chair,
action I should take?
I guess for the benefit of the respondent, you know, one of the good things about a progress report is sometimes it helps you see that you may not really have everything right. And it sounds like at this moment he doesn't, and he's going to need to sit down and get these things figured out. I don't know if one of our situations is that at the time this arose, it was tenant complaints. It was a rental. I mean, now he's making a decision, and maybe just for the repairs, but that he wants to make it owner-occupied. There's a couple of things change in terms of what he'll have to do in regarding his permitting, and he's going to need to make sure he takes the initiative to find out what he needs to know, get with the inspectors to the extent he needs to do that as well, and get this stuff done.
All right, Mr. Shea, just based upon your testimony, you're going to be residing there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what I would encourage you to do is to get with the inspector after the board meeting so that you can reassess the violations, make sure that you're working toward fixing the violations that they've cited you for, okay. So that you can strive your best to be in compliance by the 1st. And again, I cannot say we will or we will not extend your timeline, but right now you have until the 1st to bring the property into compliance.
Okay.
And I would encourage you to get with Mr. Stinson. After the meeting, make sure you have his contact number so that you can give him a call so that you all can sit down and go through the items that need to be addressed and fixed so that you are making progress if the property has not been brought into compliance by the 1st.
Okay.
All righty. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You're completed. Page number 3, case number... Page number 4, case number CB061372, Kenneth Connors. Property located at 1246 Essex Road. Is the respondent present? Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
This is case that's the inspector, Mr. Stinson. It's before the board for imposition of a fine. This was for fire damage. The property is in... among the other things that are listed, dilapidated fence, broken windows. The property currently is in noncompliance. Okay. I was just trying to refresh something that the inspector informed me of. I'll bring him forward, but there's some work going on with our permits, there's no one here from the respondent to speak to it. So the board is asking for a $75 per day fine to $15,000.
Has any contact been made with Mr. Connors?
No, it has not.
Was he here at the last meeting or representative?
No, he was not.
We received our green card back?
No, I did not. I had to post the property.
Was it posted 10 days prior to this thing? First hearing.
Yes, it was.
Okay. All right. We've covered ourselves. All righty. Chair will entertain a motion to fine the respondent $75 a day with a cap of $15,000 or until property is brought into compliance. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Borm, seconded by Mr. Smart. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 11 has been withdrawn. Case number 12 was in compliance as of July 10th, 2013. Case number 13 is in compliance as of June 20th, 2013. Case number 14, it's CB061371, Wilbert and Gail Williams. Property located at 325 Walnut Street. Is the property owner or respondent present? Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
Is this the property at 325 Walnut Street? The inspector is Eddie Lopez, also covering the case and covering it on behalf of Mr. Lopez is Vicki Langford. And I'll ask her to speak to it's here for imposition of a fine, and I'll ask her to speak to the status of the case.
All righty. Ms. Langford, what can you tell us?
Actually, I made the initial inspection on this property because Mr. Lopez was out. It has been his case all along, and I know that the owner, I don't believe there was any contact with the owner. However, the tenant was real response. Tenant did a whole lot of work. The inside has not been repaired. The inside is still an issue, and we're here for the imposition of a fine, which is not going against the tenant. It's going against the owner, who has not done anything, and he's asking for a $100 a day fine. Well, a non-owner occupied, max at 15.
Okay. What about, did you post the property? Or did
yes,
you
it was posted. Okay.
Any questions from the board?
Yeah. Is the tenant still in there?
Yes.
In the property? It sounds like maybe there shouldn't be a tenant in there. Did we determine that last time?
That I'm not sure.
Health safety
issues? Yeah, with Mr. Lopez not being here, I'm not positive.
Mechanical appliances shall be maintained in a safe and working condition.
I do know he's done a lot of work in there.
And smoke detectors installed and maintained. I mean, none of that's being done.
Huh? But the tenant is still, I'm sure, paying rent, so the owner is finding out. We did our part. We posted it. So the owner's been notified. Yep. Chair will entertain a motion. Fine respondent, $100 a day with a cap of $15,000 or until property is brought into compliance with such a motion.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Mr. Harrington. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 15 is in compliance as of July 10, 2013. Case number 16, CB071375, Herbert and Muriel Zack. Property located at 705 North Wild Olive Avenue. I see someone making their way forward. If you can come to the microphone, state your name. If you're not the owner, give your relation to the owner. Be sworn in, please.
My name is Alton Gore, with Prudential Transact Realty. I'm the listing broker.
All righty, sir.
Can you spell your last name for me, please, sir?
Gore, G-O-R-E.
And your first name was?
Alton, A-L-T-O-N.
Okay. Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right. Mr. Gore, we'll hear from staff and give you the opportunity to respond. Mr. Jackson, what can you tell us?
Mr. Chair, this case is before the board because there was a violation of no rental license. It's here for compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Tom Klieg, and the city will call Tom Klieg to advise the board of the status of the violation.
I think I've talked to Mr. Gore. I left you a couple messages. I've been out. I think you're an attorney, too, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, basically what it is a state. He needs to get a state license first. It's seven units. And he's also, I understand, applied downstairs with our licensing and permit. So he is making progress. I don't anticipate any trouble or problems in the future with this. So he should be in compliance within 30 days.
So non-compliance next cutoff?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Gore, look, if you
yes,
hold on 1 second, Mr. Gore.
I was going to ask if you'll inquire as to whether or not he objects to the finding of compliance.
Gotcha. Mr. Gore, do you acknowledge that there is no rental license in place at this time?
Yes, we do have a state license, so they provided it to me. The owners are 95 years old in New Jersey, and the husband, the father, has Alzheimer's. The mother also has Alzheimer's and goes in and out, lucid. He may have mailed a letter to the mother back when this was first noticed, but she overlooked it.
Okay.
But we got the notice of the hearing, came to the son, so I'm working with the son to get it in compliance, to get it inspected, and then we're going to sell the people they want to sell the property.
Okay. But the matter is whether or not they have the license. The license has been applied for or received.
Yes, well, we got the state license. I filled out the application. I believe this is the correct for the...
Yes, that's it.
Yesterday, Ms. Colleen Miles with zoning, she's requiring us to go back with a rental history before she signs off on this, which...
Is the property going to be rented or sold?
It's always been rented. It's a seven-unit apartment building.
What's going to be done with it now?
It's going to continue to be rented.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So, but she wants us to provide rental history. It's in an area predominantly apartment buildings, and it's zoned multifamily, 10 units or more, and it only has 7 units. But she wants rental history going back for several years before she'll sign off on this and then order an inspection, and hopefully they will find out what's wrong with the building we have an inspection.
Okay. Mr. Clayton, your experience, all of that can be done within 30 days?
I believe so, yes, sir.
All right. Based upon Mr. Gore acknowledging that they're in the process of obtaining the rental license, Chair would entertain a motion to find the respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent until August 1st to bring the property into compliance, will be returned to the board for a one-time consideration of an administrative fee of $250. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Mr. Borns. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Mr. Gore, what we've done is given you the opportunity to get the license in hand by the 1st. If you run into any complications, I'm certain staff will let us know, and you can let us know as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Next case, CB 071376, Robert B. Hum and Robert H. Hum, or Hum, property located at 712 North Wild Olive Avenue. Is the respondent present? All right. Well, can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
This case is also before the board for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Tom Klieg, and I will ask Mr. Klieg to describe the violation to the board.
Basically, what this is a neighborhood complaint, also police issues. They've been out this house numerous times, the captain, lieutenant. Interior's supposed to be heavily in violations. This gentleman refuses to let me come and talk to him inside. He's called me once last week for an inspection. Nothing's in compliance. Exterior damage, soffits. This is a garage. He says it's an apartment. Neighbors to the north have been complaining. Junk vehicle is in compliance right now. Other than that, everything else is non-compliance.
We've had contact with the owners?
I had contact with him, tried to set up 3 inspections, and he's refused to let me, come out to anticipate a fine next month.
All right. Any questions from the board? Seeing none, Chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent until August 1st to bring the property in compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Harrington, seconded by Mr. Borns. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 18, CB 071377, OPC Investments, LLC, property located 834 School Street. Is the respondent present? What can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
Mr. Chair, this is a case also before the board for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Vicki Langford. The property is in noncompliance, and she's asking for a finding of noncompliance and allowing Telenex cutoff to come into compliance, and I'll turn to Ms. Langford to the board for any questions.
Any questions for Ms. Langford?
Pictures pretty well speak for themselves.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Right. All right.
I had contact with the owner at the very beginning of this case, and I have not since. I did hear on the police radio where the eviction happened this week on one side of the unit, so I don't know if now he's going to attempt to do any work.
So this is a multifamily?
It's a two-family duplex.
It's a duplex.
But the owner has been contacted and
yes.
is aware.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Mr. Harrington, sorry to interrupt.
Just OPC, is that an investment company that manages it, or is that the owner?
It's got to be the owner, because I talked with the owner.
I can ask the board secretary if she did any research or have any knowledge, if you desire.
Well, they're the listed owner, right?
Right. Yeah.
Our presumption is they're the owner.
I think it's a sole proprietor.
Yeah.
Okay. We're covered.
Okay.
He's the
owner.
I think the registered agent is also the managing member, so he must be the...
Yeah, he's the owner.
Okay.
Managing member.
All righty. Chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent until August 1st to bring the property into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Mr. Bourne. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number CB 071378, Michael Riley, property located at 116 Village Lane. Gentleman making his way forward, if you can come to the mic, state your name, your relation to the property owner, if you're not the property owner, and be sworn in, please, sir.
Yes, I am the property owner.
Your name?
Michael Riley.
Mr. Riley, if you can
R-I-L-E-Y.
Okay.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All righty, Mr. Riley, we'll hear from the city, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond. What can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
Mr. Chair, this case is before the board for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Vicki Langford. The property, her report will be that the property is it's still in noncompliance, and she would be asking for next cutoff for a compliance date, and I'll call her to testify and ask the board if they would inquire of Mr. Riley as to whether he concedes to noncompliance.
All righty. Ms. Langford?
There's continuing issues with this property. The vines growing on the side of the house and the lack of maintenance on the landscaping is continuous. It gets taken care of, and then it comes back. It was all taken care of. I was back 2 days ago. Whatever date is on the most recent pictures, and the vines are all back.
Okay.
It's not as bad as it was, but it's just it shows a continuous lack of maintenance.
Right.
There's some bad wood on the front of the house that was removed but not replaced, so it's still sitting there unremoved. And I guess when it was taken off, it was just left in the front yard, and the Homeowners Association actually called the city, and the city had it removed from the front yard so that it wouldn't be an eyesore.
So the wooden surfaces are deteriorated. Is that fixed?
Yes. No. No, we're still in noncompliance. He took some bad wood off, but under it needs to be painted.
Gotcha.
They're still still unprotected.
I do have a question.
Hold on 1 second, Mr. Riley. We're questioning staff. We'll give you an opportunity to respond shortly.
Well, it was just a question about what she wrote here. I didn't understand about the stuff that needed caulking.
Okay. Well, wait until that time. What we'll do is we'll give you an opportunity definitely to get with the inspector so that you can find out specifically.
Okay.
All righty. Any other questions for staff? All right. Thank you, Ms. Langford. Mr. Riley, before we hear your testimony, do you acknowledge that all or some of the violations did exist at the time of notice?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, sir. What can you tell us?
Yes, I'm guilty of not getting rid of it completely. I ask that you give me the opportunity to make it right.
Okay.
I just got laid off, so I would be able to put full time into correcting the situation.
Okay. How much time do you think you need, Mr. Ryder, to fix the problems?
There's a lot of growth in the back. The front, I'm thinking 10 days. And because I only get yard waste picked up once a week,
okay.
I'm thinking maybe 20 days. That would take care of the front and the back. After 10 days, I would have the front and the side taken care of.
All right. All righty. Based on our schedule, if we gave you to August 1st, you think you'd be able to bring the property in compliance?
Yes, I do.
All righty. Any other questions from the board for the respondent? Chair will entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent until August 1st to bring the property into compliance. Be returned to the board consideration of the fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Is this related to? Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't realize we did have a member of the Homeowners Association that wanted to be heard in this case.
Okay.
And I said member, I believe you're president. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I did not realize we had a.
You all calling her as a witness?
Yes, I would ask if she can be heard.
Okay, ma'am, if you can come forward and state your name and be sworn in, please.
My name is Pat Franklin.
You raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right, Ms. Franklin, what can you tell us?
I can tell you that we've been working as a homeowners association on this property, as Vicki indicated, for several years now. As Vicki stated, mostly it's been lot clearance issues. It'll get cleaned up and then we're right back to where we started from. I rode by the property. I've been going by the property almost every day. I went by there this morning on my way here. The front yard has been cut, but what happens then, and what our concern as the Georgetown is that this is a continuing problem. When and we have sent several letters to him with no response, and now when he did take care of some of the overgrowth on the front, it exposed the deteriorating condition of all the trim work on the front. I have no idea what the back looks like because we cannot legally go to the back of his property. So if the front of the property is indicative of what's to the back as far as the trim work. There's basically been no maintenance on this property. There is trash allowed to accumulate by the front door. It's just a total lack of regard for the property. And our intent for the Homeowners Association is we are asking for you to take pride in your property and at least keep the property at a level that we want maintained in Georgetown. And we've given him every opportunity to do this. And my concern is if he corrects at this time, but we get back here over and over and over again, that's my concern. We want this taken care of once and for all. And when he did remove one piece of trim work on the front, it was a section of board about 5.5-6 feet long. It laid to the front of the property, was never moved, and I tried myself to pick it up to see if I could get it into my car to bring it to my property to break it up. And I mean, I'm almost 70 years old. I can't do it. So I actually called Tim Favell with Waste Management and said, is there any way that your guys can pick it up? Because it had been laying to the front of the property for a month with grass growing up. And that's the general problem here, is that the owner seems not to want to take the time to, on an ongoing basis, maintain this property. And whatever the board can do to relieve our community, this is a blight on our community. If he will give the board insurance, then something can be put in place so that we're done with this. You know what your responsibilities are. The rotted wood needs to be replaced. The house needs to be painted. There cannot be trash allowed to be gathering by the front door. You need to cut your yard on a regular basis and keep the landscaping trimmed back. And so if this was just a one-time thing, but this it's not. Prior to this, I've been working with Barbara Collins on it, on a lot clearance, but now this has exceeded lot clearance issues as a general maintenance issue.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
Can I ask staff, is this the first time this house has come to code enforcement board for either other problems or?
For the maintenance house, I believe so.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, ma'am, for your testimony. Yeah. All righty.
It sounds as though it's a situation that calls for a will find.
Well,
would that be proper for us to entertain?
No.
No. We would have to wait until the. We have to wait until August, until we hear it at the next opportunity. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, have we voted?
No.
I'm sorry. Right. I interrupted you prior to the vote.
Way to go, Mr. Jackson. All righty. We had the first and the second, right? Yeah, we did.
We did for nothing.
We were in the middle of discussion before Mr. Jackson interrupted us. Let's redo it again. The chair will entertain a motion finding a respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent until August 1st to bring the property into compliance. Be returned to the board for no.
August 1st.
You're right.
All righty. Bring the property into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart, seconded by?
Second.
Mr. Bourns. Any other discussion or interruptions? All righty. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr. Riley, we've given you till August 1st to bring the property into compliance. As soon as you do that, please contact Ms. Langford.
Thanks for your consideration.
Yes, sir. So that we will know.
Can I talk to you?
All righty. Case number CB071379, Phyllis Toot and Anita Toot. Property located at 340 Yorktown Drive. Is the respondent present? Someone making their way up here on my left. You can come to the mic, state your name and your relation to the property owner if you're not the property owner, ma'am.
So we can hear?
Yes, ma'am.
Phyllis R. Toot.
Ms. Toot, if you can raise your right hand and be sworn in, please.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All righty, Ms. Toot, we'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond, ma'am. Mr. Jackson, what can you tell us?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, this is before the board for determination of compliance or noncompliance for violation of broken windows and windows that are not in sound condition. The inspector is Vicki Langford. Her determination is that the property is still in noncompliance, and she is asking for next cutoff for compliance, and I will call Vicki Langford to advise you of any further information regarding the violation.
All right.
This property first came to our attention because of numerous police calls, numerous issues at the house. Ms. Toot was no longer living there. However, I believe it was her grandson had moved in. Was having parties, loud noises, cars, all the issues that are involved with young children out of control, and they were. The gentleman has since moved out. The property is now vacant. Ms. Toot lives elsewhere. There was a broken window on the side of the house. There was some outside storage that was taken care of. It is being maintained now, but we still have the broken window. It has been secured. She did put up plywood to secure the house. It is secure, which we know does not solve the problem of the broken window behind the board. So we're still in noncompliance, and we're looking for a next cutoff.
All right. Just want to, the note of not in sound condition of that window.
Right.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? Any questions for staff? Just two. Please come forward. Ms. Two, do you acknowledge that the violation of the broken window existed at the time of notice?
Yes.
All righty. What can you tell us, Ms. Two?
Nothing. It's just that I was not able to. I did call out a couple of people to try and get the glass in, but the cost was so much I could not do it, so I secured it as best I could because I was told the inside part that we had put in was not secure. So I had someone put the outside board in, but I was not able to afford. I'm on a fixed income, and I was not able to afford the amount for the window because they said it needed a frame, window, and everything, and I did not have the money.
Do you think you would be able to bring the property in compliance by August 1st?
I probably need a couple more weeks or so because I would have to try and see if I can get a loan or something to do it.
Okay. Ms. Langford, that window is now secure?
It's secure.
Okay. Any other questions from the board? All righty, let's see if there are any bites for the bait. Chair will entertain a motion. Find a respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent till September 4th to bring the property into compliance and return to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize this was the Homeowners Association as well. And again, Ms. Franklin.
All righty. Will you withdraw your motion, Mr. Borns? All righty. You can raise your right hand and be sworn in again. Oh, she's already sworn in. How about that?
All righty.
Pat Franklin.
All righty, Ms. Franklin, what can you tell us?
Okay, as Ms. Langford stated, the reason that this property is before you today, Ms. Toot did move out of the property several months ago. Members of her family were on the premises. What happened was there were out of control parties going on to the extent that it was kind of like, I don't know if y'all remember reading in the paper about the big house in DeLand where there was a designated house and traffic was coming. That's what was good. This was not out of control kids. Yeah. This was a red light being turned on in the garage, the word going out. Our neighborhood was inundated.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the issue before us is a broken window.
And the window is the last party that was held, that's when this window got broken out. We had a concern as far as the neighborhood goes, and I live in close proximity to that property. While there had been a piece of drywall put to the inside, and I was walking by the property one day and saw that the screen was out and that piece of drywall was not there. So we have a security issue. As it turns out, a cop was coming by. I said, because we didn't know if the property had been broken into. After that is when Ms. Toot was notified and the piece of plywood was put up. The property is not being normally maintained, so we have a concern as far as the association goes. One, having the window properly repaired, and two, even though that issue is not before the board today, the property is not being properly maintained. The last time it was cut, the yard was in excess of 3.5 feet, and we're about two-thirds of the way there again. So we want the window replaced and assurances that the property is going to be maintained until it's disposed of.
Gotcha. It would be nice if we could honor the request of homeowners associations. We thank you for your testimony, but the only matter that is before us today is for the broken window. All right. Thank you. Any other witnesses, Mr. Jackson?
No one else, sir.
All righty. Seeing none, Sherilyn. Did you want to? I'm sorry. Yes, if you want to respond, Ms. Toot. Sorry about that.
What I neglected to tell you also is that the house is in foreclosure. It's going in foreclosure, and that's what I'm waiting on. And I have not been in that house since December of 2011.
Okay.
And that's how long I'm still waiting.
Okay.
But it's not that I just moved out a few months ago. That's not true. I can document that.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right. Chair will entertain a motion. Respondent has acknowledged the violation existed. Chair will entertain a motion finding respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent until September 4th to bring the property into compliance by return to the board for consideration of a fine of the $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart.
Second.
Second by Mr. Bourne. Any discussion? Yes.
Yeah, should it be August and not September?
Well, the respondent noted that it would be difficult for her to come up with that within the 3 weeks allotted, so that's the reason I asked if the property was secure, because the window is secure at this time, and it's not posing imminent danger to anyone.
Well,
that was the reason we...
in foreclosure, though, shouldn't we take steps to at least...
I think at this time it's not, if you will... Or
no, it's not.
I thought she said it was.
She said she's waiting for that to begin. I don't know what the status is.
Oh,
if there,
okay.
We'll look for a list pendants. If it's
okay.
If there is a list pendants that's recorded and the property is vacant, then it should be registered, and
right.
The vacant property registration should notify the bank to repair the window.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think the other concern is Bourne. So I don't understand what you're raising, but what we typically do is we go ahead and, unless we know that we're at this stage of finalization of the foreclosure, we just go ahead and go forward, because anything could happen, as we all know, by the time you get to the end.
Gotcha. All right. Any other questions? Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Aye.
One nay vote. Motion carries. All righty. That exhausts our agenda. Any miscellaneous business for us to consider today? Any closing comments from staff?
I have a question.
Yes. Well, you're not staff. Any closing comments or questions from staff?
How was FACE?
FACE was nice. It was very informative. We learned a lot that we can use. Some of us had questions that got answered, and it was very beneficial. Good breakfast.
Cool.
Definitely had a good breakfast.
Breakfast.
Yeah, you drunk coffee. All righty. At this time, we will start to my left, Mr. Harrington. Mr. Smart.
Yes, since Mr. Stevens left,
they
may have had a vacant chair. Move the stand as far as filling
that position. I think we have to talk to Mrs. Thomas, right?
Well, I don't know if they can update us, but I think it is.
And
I mean,
we have an expired seat as well.
Two.
Mrs. Himes?
She serves until the
Right.
I believe she submitted her application, and I believe there is another board member whose term is about to expire, and we need another application. I'll find out from assistant city manager, Ms. Goodman, to confirm on that. And as far as the vacant seat goes, yes, we are in the process of looking to fill that vacancy.
We don't have a lot of applications, is
correct.
Well, I mean, everybody wants the salary to be higher, but I mean, at $50,000 a year, well, you know, we can't, you know, ask for more.
I'm sure you'll find a realtor or somebody like that that would like
right.
That.
Also, I guess at that meeting that we went to, it seemed to me that we do, all of us, but the staff and the board do a pretty good job of following all the rules. And so I was happy to see that when I heard some of the stories that other code boards were doing. It seemed like we were all doing an okay job. Well, I mean, we're following the rules, so that's...
We want to thank everybody for coming.
Yeah, it was worthwhile.
Yes. Yeah, it was very informative. All righty. Mr. Bourne, anything?
No comment.
Mr. Sino? I have nothing. We are adjourned. See you all next month.